Dreamworld was the place to be on Saturday night. On other nights during the week, the halls near the garment district were popular for a few hours after work. Girls in pairs practiced the new steps to the music of a solitary piano man or a ragtime trio. They flirted experimentally with the boys who congregated around the edge of the dance floor, waiting for a chance to break in, and generally polished up their Saturday night skills. Most people had to get up for work and would drift away early. Monday nights, when his wife visited her cousins in the Bronx, Artie took Rachel and Bessie to Roseland on 42nd. He and Bessie did the lover's two-step, and Bessie would let him hold her tight, the two of them turning in the smallest possible circles. Rachel saved her smiles for the boys who liked fast dances. If there was never anyone special, it was still a good time for a couple of hours. But Saturday night at Dreamworld was magic. Hundreds of people came from all over town, dressed to the nines, each trailing a wake of spirit set free to play. Under the colored lights and slowly turning mirrored globes, an otherworldly buzz and chatter mingled with the laughter of shopgirls and the bravado of laborers who reinvented themselves for every new encounter. They had the glamour, revealing their possibilities instead of themselves. Everyone was beautiful. Anything could happen. There was a real orchestra with violins, a ragtime trio, and a jazz band, taking turns so the music never stopped. At Dreamworld, you could dance till dawn, or until the speakeasies and jazz cellars and gambling clubs woke up in the early hours of the morning. The balcony at Dreamworld was famous for smooching. If a boy said, "Do you want to smoke?" or "How about we watch for a while?" he was really asking you to sit on his lap up there in the dark. A lot of girls only danced until they were invited to the balcony. Rachel had not yet met the special boy upon whose lap she wanted to sit, although she'd been asked plenty of times. The really insistent boys were easy enough to discourage. "I'm only 15 and my big brother will be looking for me." When she met the right boy, she wouldn't bother to mention her age or her brother. Once she thought she had. He was a man, really, probably at least 25. They'd been thrown together in the elimination of a dance-off. When Rachel did the shimmy in her mermaid dress, no one else stood a chance, and he danced with an abandoned passion that would have been terrifying if it were not somehow familiar. The band could barely keep up with them. Rachel liked his glossy curls and his lively blue eyes. His tie was undone and his shirt collar open. When Rachel shimmied, he threw his head back and laughed a galloping, earthy music. She noticed that his throat was beautiful, that she wanted to touch it. She had never had such a feeling before. They'd won $10 each. Amid the excitement and applause, he had lifted her in a sweeping hug, spinning her around. His shirt was damp. His sweat smelled spicy and male. When he led her off the dance floor, Rachel was sure he would take her to the balcony, but he'd only thanked her and said, "See you later," and disappeared into the crowd. Rachel had watched for him many times after that, but she had never seen him again.
"Forget it," Bessie advised. "Them pretty Irish fellas is charmers, but you can't count on them for nothing."
Bessie also advised her to be less choosy.
"How you gonna know if you got a special one, if you ain't never had no practice to know the difference?"
"We'll just find each other, I guess."
Bessie stared at her.
"Boy, you sure got some funny ideas. Okay, okay. So you just find each other. Jeez, then what?"
"What do you mean?"
"Well, how are you going to know what to do? What that boy's like and all?"
Rachel blushed.
"We'll learn together. The way people do, you know."
"I'm sure I don't know no such thing. If it was all that easy, there wouldn't be so many guys like Artie chasing after girls like me."
Rachel was silent.
"Listen, kiddo, I'm going to give you the best piece of advice you ever got. I ain't never yet met a boy who knew what he liked until I showed him. And if a boy don't know what he likes, he sure enough ain't gonna know what you like."
"But I don't know what I like."
"That's what I'm saying."
Rachel was beginning to think that Bessie was right, and that perhaps tonight was the night to find out.